All right, so Joey, let me do the intro, guys. I can't fuck this shit up. So everyone,
Too
help me.
late.
Oh man, you seriously gonna tell me that I cannot welcome everybody to the Nimrod Horror Podcast, where we sit, sip, and talk horror shit. For once, I am Leo, and that's that boy Joey.
Hey man, let's see, Howard. Weird.
Howard, what do they mean? Howard, fool, I said Joey.
No, Joey. Like the my weird closed caption said a Howard. But anyway, weird. But hey, yeah.
This podcast is hazardous, I can say that.
True. But we are back. If you guys are sick of us talking about part threes, we're not going to be talking about a part three here. We're going to be talking about kind of a part four, kind of a part eight, kind of a part seven.
If you multiply this movie times three, it'll be a nine.
We're talking about Halloween Resurrection. This was a last minute idea. We were supposed to do another movie, but I was having shutter issues, and I'm going to get my money back. Or something, because I like charged them twice. I was like, let me get it again on a different card.
And whatever. I picked the movie, even though Joey has it, but he said, N-n-n.
Well, because I wanted like just refresher. But as we always do, what are we sipping on today, Mr. Leo?
Well, since we're going to talk about Swamp Thing.
Swamp.
Joey's like, what the fuck? Nah, I actually have the Voodoo Ranger Imperial IPA.
That's a pretty good one.
Oh, hell yeah, it is.
It's a good one. I'm just drinking water. I might grab a Yingling or whatever, a Youngling. It's all right.
You know, honestly, between you and my homeboy went to Pennsylvania to drink those. Not to drink those, but like he went over there to work. He lived up there. He said that's all they had up there. And he said, yeah. Fuck that.
Oh, boy.
So, and you say that if you see Leo with a Yingling, it might be a fake. I may be attacked by a body snatcher and just got reconstructed and reproduced. So please find me. And
reproduced Leo.
Oh yeah. And if my sideburns look as bad, not my sideburns, if my eyebrows look as bad as the mask in this movie. Jesus,
before we get started in this filmage, I just want to give a little bit of props, a little bit of whatever. I gotta give props where props are due. I'll give them to the Atlanta Braves. They beat us Houston Astros, but they done good. Astros did not fare so well in the World Series.
Joey, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Were you on the field?
No.
No, then it'd be Joey's.
Yeah.
If they had you and me on the field.
Or the H.
No. If they had you and me on the field, we would have got this.
Oh, yeah.
Be the best. Yeah. Hell yeah. I would have been hitting around the third baseline. You know, get the running down. Motherfucker would have came around. I would have thrown a knife at his ass.
There you go.
End the story.
Yeah, we were talking about Halloween Resurrection, known as one of the worst entries in the entire Halloween universe. It's definitely one of the weaker films. I'm just gonna straight up say it, but there's still some funness to it.
Can I actually say something, John?
Yes, yes.
With opinions and movies, please no, do not call somebody an R-word.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you know this what I'm talking about.
Yeah, like opinions are just opinions. Everyone has them. Doesn't make you whatever. Dumb, I guess, what I would say. Just that people like what they like. People don't like what they like. I like a bunch of movies that people do not like. So, including this one.
And including Candyman.
Yes. And three. To be precise. This movie was directed by Rick Rosenthal, who also did Halloween 2, and I believe he did H2O. If I remember correctly, he did H2O.
Think so.
Yeah. And he also did, which one? I know he did one of the Friday films. I want to say it was the third, I mean, the second one. No, fourth one. I don't remember. The
second one, I think your ass would have been on it.
Should remember. But, yeah. That'd
be the Rick, second. You love second one. You love you some Freddy second.
I think it was the second one.
Yeah. Is it?
I think we had this conversation.
Did he do H2O?
That's what I was thinking about. Like, I think he did do H2O also. I think. I could be wrong about that, but I feel like he did do H2O.
Hold on. Give me 1 second. Uno momento. You know what? Cool. Start talking.
Get up. So this one is it's a direct continuation after H2O. Which follows
the actually, which made sense. The only Michael Myers movie that made sense. Let's be honest. Come on.
Yeah, but okay. So like this like intro. Some people have a problem with this because they think it's a little too far fetched. But I don't really think so. I think this was like the strongest part of this movie was this beginning because.
Wait, hold on. What was the director's name?
Rick Rosenthal.
No, Steve Miner. As we were.
Okay. So Steve Miner also did Friday the 13th Part 2. And I think he did the first one too.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You're going to do this again?
Director, commentator. But yeah, so at the end of H2O,
By the way, this is how he keeps me shut up, by the way. It's a love-hate relationship. I love him, he hates me.
I have him, like looking up stuff while I talk.
Yeah, but I give it, he takes it. Oh! Hey, boo, I love you, boo. we just fucking around.
So at the end of H2O, Lori has Michael pinned against a ambulance in a tree or something like that. And then she takes an axe and chops his head off. Now, when you first see H2O, you're like, okay, how is Michael Myers getting back from this?
It makes sense, though.
It does. So, like, going into the film, because, like, it was called Resurrection, I thought it was going to be, like, some, like, voodoo thing or some, like, witchcraft that would resurrect him. Like, okay, they're going to do, like, the whole Jason thing where they rise him from the dead. So, like, Michael Myers fanatics all get together and we summon Michael Myers to come back alive. You know what I mean?
And then instead of the song going, that pumpkin song hit song from the Misfits, it'll be, oh, Michael Myers.
We need to do a Pumpkinhead.
I can't do anything, you know, because of copyright reasons.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm telling you, you know, you understand what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying. And the listeners sure know what you're saying, too. If they know that particular Misfit song.
One of the greatest Misfit songs of all time, by the way.
I don't want to say one of the greatest, but I would say it's a really good song. Because, like, one of the greatest would mean that it's, like in the top five or something like that. I would not put it in the top five. I would not put it in the top 10 Misfit songs.
Come on, bro. The intro.
It is really good. I'm not that one song, but just the Misfits song. Really
good. Like, you're even fighting yourself to say if it's good or not good. I'm just saying.
It is a great song, but the Misfits, so many great songs. That's the problem. Like, I probably would rank that in the top 30, or maybe 20, 25. Maybe it's 25.
You know what sucks about the Misfits?
Nothing.
You have to always rate them like in three different bands.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what sucks about rating three different bands? All bands still have the same good amount of music.
No, the only era doesn't have quite the same amount of great music.
Which one?
The only era is a little weakish compared to the other two.
The only era has one good song. One amazing song, I believe. And I would use that as a wrestling intro for Ryu.
Oh, Devil's Reign, right?
No. Jerry only doesn't even sing that song. Not Devil's Reign. My intro would actually be sang by Dez. Jack the Ripper.
Oh, okay. That's a good song.
But think about that intro. I can see it in your eyes. The moment of surprise. The end is near. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Oh, man, but we off topic here. So,
that's what we do here sometimes. But yeah, so like this movie kind of explains to you how Michael came back, or how Michael wasn't really killed in H2O, which was very clever. But apparently people have an issue with this.
Why? I want to hear the issue.
Because they think it's too far-fetched, and it's a lot of like, okay, that's a little bit crazy. So basically, Michael Myers at the end of H2O events, he basically swaps clothes with the EMT guy, or hospital guy, whatever, EMT guy. And then he like breaks the guy's larynx. Yeah, like the guy cannot speak. He's speechless. He dresses him up in the Michael Myers getup. And I guess that is a little corny to think about Michael Myers.
Whoa, hold on.
Out clothes and put on old clothes, you know.
How much time eluded between the sequences?
I mean, it was enough time, but it's just like the idea of Michael Myers taking off someone's clothes, taking off his clothes, changing clothes, putting on the mask. So I can see
what's far-fetched about that.
I can see why people think it's a little.
I don't know what's far fetched about it. I'm asking what's so far fetched about it.
It's kind of like not a Michael Myers type thing to do, you know.
What do you mean it's not a Michael Myers type of thing? He survived how many years between the 20 years, the murders and all that? How did he live? No, how is it far fetched?
Like I said, that like because like some people don't like when you kind of overcomplicate something when you could have just been like,
it's not overcomplicated. It's H2O is 20 years after. What are you complicating?
We're not talking about H2O. Well, I guess we kind of are, but because
we haven't even hit the movie we're talking about. I'm actually defending. Yep. I'm on the Alamo, bro. On the Alamo. You know what? I hate Resurrection like a motherfucker. I'm being honest. I hate Resurrection like a motherfucker. But you know what? At this point, I'm going. You know what? Fucking.
But yeah,
what's your defense? What's your defense? Because my defense is I'm defending Resurrection right now. And the moment you tell me the movie sucks for a certain good reason, I'm just gonna go fuck this gun. I'm off of it. Real talk.
People just have an issue with this beginning. I don't. I like it. Like I said, it's one of the best Halloween first 15 minutes of the entire series.
Wait. So people were complaining because of the H2O movie, but not the actual movie that actually continued it.
No, it's like people thought that what H2O did, they were kind of like, okay, now we got to think of how to make Michael Myers in another movie. What do we do now? Because we chopped his head off in the last one.
Isn't that a good way to bring up? Oh, wait. Was that not a good way to bring back a killer?
Well,
let me ask you a question. Was it or not? Yes or no?
Well, again, you are talking
the story. Is it yes or no?
Because likes beginning.
Hold on. Jason's the beginning looks not so elaborate.
Jason movies are a different breed.
Yeah, but that's the thing though. Like when you think of those killers, think about it. Really, really think about it.
No, because like it's different. Like universes. That's why like whenever people like bring up Halloween Kills and like Jason movies, like it's just different.
Does everybody hate on Halloween Kills? That's the beauty about it. Now thank you for choosing Resurrection as one thing. Now I'm gonna follow back and make sense of everything. I don't want to hear this.
Yeah, we got the whole episode for this.
But excuse me, you still interrupted me.
Cause you keep on like, what are you saying? Like, what's the question?
The answer is. Jason is a bitch. Freddy is a hoe. Michael is a pimp.
Yes. Oh, well, not all that, but yeah, you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is. But Michael is still slashing the cinema. Michael is still cashing in and. When Jason and Freddy try to do it, there's a negative response as horrible as god awful shit is.
Well, like the problem with like doing Freddy films is Because like it was really based on Robert's acting, that it's gonna be tough to really replace him. Jason has a bunch of legal reasons why they can't make a Jason movie currently. Like they've been trying to do like a Jason TV show. They've been writing different movies, but they can't do anything because there's legal problems.
Then why do I like the Michael Bay version of Leatherface more than I do the Michael Bay version of Jason?
I don't know why. I honestly like the Friday 13th film that they produced, and I did not like the Chainsaw movie that he produced.
Well, why?
Well, there was a lot of things I did not like about that remake. I've been toying with the idea of like rewatching it, because I was side note, because I don't want to get like too off topic here. Because I was starting to watch Texas Chainsaw Massacre Begins, because I've never seen that one, and I didn't see it based on that's a sequel or like a prequel to the remake, and I didn't like the remake. I was just like, this is just bad. Like, I just did not like the remake. But I need to give it like another try, because so many people love that one. Like, a lot of people say that's the second best Texas Chainsaw movie just in general.
What, the remake?
Yeah. Like, a lot of people love that one.
I do.
Yeah, I need to give it another watch.
Like I said, it's better than the Jason one.
I don't think I'm gonna have.
When it comes to the Jason one, I honestly loved how it started. I loved the respect on it. It was respect on it. Beginning.
Yeah.
It was legit respect.
It was done well.
But the thing is, it's, I've seen it. It kind of goes to, is this that or whatnot? Yeah. Or A-E-O-O, it is what it is. It's our vows. What? It's the vows of horror.
I mean,
that's what it is. It's the vows of horror. That's what Jason is.
Well, yeah, that's like all of his movies.
But why couldn't it never do something like Sleepaway Camp?
What do you mean, like?
A shocked ending.
Oh, but man. Is,
like, Sleepaway Camp, Sleepaway Camp was, like, you know, it was the same setting, the same thing, everything. Why couldn't it shock you?
I mean,
the first one was a shock. Yeah, I won't lie. Friday 13-1 was a shock. Friday 13-2 was like kind of like
Because okay, so like here's something about like Friday the 13th, the first one. I kind of wish I saw it. Knowing that, well, like not knowing the killer, because I knew that like Jason's mom did it before watching it. Like I just knew, but like that movie's not good at trying to hide who the killer is, because like the mom shows up the last like 10 minutes of the movie after everybody's dead. Why would you not think that's the killer? It's like, oh, it's this random person that's not been in the entire movie is now here.
Wes Craven fucked you on that one.
What do you mean?
Wes Craven fucked you on that one.
Yes.
He spoiled everything for you.
Yeah. But.
Yes or no?
Anyway.
Scream ruined everything. But I mean, it's legit, but it ruined everything.
It just kind of like pointed out things, the kind of obvious things. But yeah. I mean, it's horror slasher. Gotta love it. But anyway, let's go back to this a little bit. So she has like, what's her name? Laurie Strode. She killed.
Hold on. Let's say this. Laurie Strode gets killed right away. 10 minutes into the movie. Saddest thing you'll ever see in your life.
No, this was like the greatest thing ever. I remember when I first saw it, I said, no way.
I said sad as fool.
It ain't sad.
But like, I'm not done yet, fool. Give me 2 seconds. I'll be right back to... I'm going to come back to this. Give me 2 seconds. I'm going to circle around. But Michael goes back home. They're doing a reality TV episode, TV show or some shit on a Halloween special. Michael kills everybody inside the damn house. And some people survive, some people don't. End of fucking story. That's Halloween Resurrection. And Busta Rhymes does some karate shit that's not even worth it. But the fact is, the movie's fun to talk about for all the wrong reasons. Let's talk about all those wrong reasons.
I
said the whole damn story. End the story. So let's just talk about the fucking movie.
Here's like the thing. Okay, so like
in the... And don't edit me out, motherfucker.
In the beginning, I don't edit anything.
I've seen some of your editing work. Let me drop that N word.
Then I have to edit. But
you technically don't.
In the beginning,
you technically don't.
Laurie Strode is in like kind of like a mental hospital because she had like a breakdown for like killing that random dude. But she's clearly, as like Laurie Strode does, she's waiting for like Michael to show up. Michael does show up. He does this ridiculous thing where he walks through the door. The door is locked. He just uses his force to break open the door. Really, basically, it doesn't, you know, doesn't make any sense. But the Lori's all prepared. She had this whole trap ready to go. Good old Mikey Myers. So he pulls him. She goes to like the rooftop here. Body me. And this is where she planned to kill him. And she has some dangling over the rooftop where like she can drop him and boom, the boy dead. But then before she's about to drop him, she has a flashback to, oh yeah, that's right. I killed a random person, so let me double check this mask. Or I don't think his mask, that he's not not just a random dude. She realizes it is Michael, but Michael pulls her in, stabs her, then she does this like random kiss. She kisses Michael. So like once like Lori's killed, it seems like that's all the story really is. Cause yeah, after this, it's as like Leo said, it's pretty much random kids in Michael's house, and it's like Michael now has no real like real reason to kill anybody. They're just in his house, and that's why he's killing people. So that's why like a lot of people have issues with this movie too. that it's really the first like 10-ish minutes, and then the movie's, you know, thing's over with. But I thought that was kind of cool, you know, that Lori's killed pretty early on, even though we're made to believe that she's in the whole thing because of movie posters and her name's like all over it. Jamie Lee Curtis.
It's a sell.
Yeah, that's all it was. Yeah, like here's where the movie. Yeah. Yeah, we got Dangertainment. Oh. The producers are Busta Rhymes and Tyra Banks. Tyra Banks? Yeah, Tyra Banks. I mean.
Yeah. All four hit girl? Yeah.
Yeah. This is like a online show. This was like when like online shows were kind of getting kind of popularity. And they're basically this like group of kids or teens, like older teens, are in the Michael Myers house to see what triggered him. That kind of made him go, what's that?
It's a reality type scenario.
Yeah.
Reality time TV show.
And they're like, it's obviously
live on Halloween night, so everyone can watch and
streaming live.
Yeah, which was not that common at the time. That was actually something that's actually pretty, like, nowadays people don't understand that. That's actually something that was actually pretty cool, but uncommon. Yeah. At the time,
like around that same time, I remember like trying to watch like concerts streaming, and that was just unwatchable. Really, anytime I tried to do that, whenever like we're doing a live concert and you guys can watch it right at your house, I never had any luck with that.
Yeah, you had to have that AOL, whatever what it's called.
Yeah, like you had that great internet.
The high speed one.
Now you can have the crappiest internet and you can still watch stuff perfectly fine. But maybe not perfectly fine. But
well, it depends. It's the 720, the 8, the 1020, what's it called? The HPs? It's whatever.
I have no idea.
Like I remember, like I used to have the dial up. Oh Lord, help me.
Oh, good old dial-up.
I used to watch, not even gonna lie, Thursday videos, Coheed and Cambria videos, Rancid videos. Like, I was all over the place, man. Fucking Atari's Newfound Glory. I never watched Green Day, though.
What's that?
I never watched Green Day, though.
Oh, I have, obviously. These my boys. They put out a brand new song today. Well, the day that we recorded this. Pretty good. Pretty good. So, like, the Dangertainment, which is the company that's, like, putting this show all together. Because, like, in all honesty, if you're going to do like a reality type TV show, you got to make sure there's something enjoyable. So they put like a bunch of props throughout the house that make it look like Michael Myers was chained up as a kid and like abused and all this. Then Mike Busta Rhymes dresses up as Michael Myers.
It's funny, but it's the best scene in Michael's history, regardless of anything.
It's definitely up there.
Original Michael, it doesn't matter who played Michael Myers, is the fact that that scene actually happened. It is beyond epic. I'm sorry. It's not even a kill scene. It is Michael Myers' best scene ever. I'm sorry. It is. That is what it is. This is the only thing this movie has for it. I'm just going to shoot my shit up to an 8 just because of that scene.
Yeah, this is why like people hate this movie, but like Busta Rhymes, he makes this movie. Cause it seems like it seems like Busta people Rhymes actually his
people
lines.
Hate him. People hate him.
Yeah.
That's the thing. People hate him. And it's fucked up that people hate him for being in this. Tyra Banks. It's the same thing. They hate her for being in this movie.
Yeah. They like the entire cast.
For the reason what it was, yeah, exactly how you said it. For the reason what it was, it is what it is. But it was an okay movie.
Yeah.
I still put it on the bottom of my list for some reason. I will not lie about that.
It's in my bottom.
Busta Rhymes is over there throwing some what y'all kicks. Bruh, come on.
Yeah.
But the movie has moments that
really does, yeah.
That stand out. The fact is it stands out for beyond other movies. Halloween 5, it's on the bottom of my list. That literally, that movie, I would slit that movie's throat. And actually, you know what? I would do a Michael. I would stab it. The fifth one. I would stab it in the gut and then staple it. Staple it on the wall. The fifth one can just lie up there and die.
Fifth one's pretty good. It's not what fourth one hyped it up to be, but
no, yeah, exactly. That's the problem. Oh, yeah. The fourth should have been The Coming.
Oh, yeah, then the fifth one ruins all that. But it happens.
Stab it, leave it on the wall.
I still say the fifth one's like about my middle ground film.
Stab, leave. That's me.
But
fucking idiots are like pulling jokes all around and all that shit. I'm like, yo, stop doing a Friday the 13th bullshit. Give me a Myers film.
Well,
I hated it for trying to copy Friday the 13th. So
that's,
you know,
like,
what?
And the people's gripes about the fifth one.
Oh, let me do this. Look, since you can see me.
Yeah. But yeah.
A gripe about Friday the 3rd.
Yeah.
Your 3D.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do with the fifth one. Like, Fuck that film. You know what? Halloween 5 is the worst movie ever made.
It's not even close, but you know.
Oh yeah, you're right. Candyman 3 was the one of the top movies.
No, not even close.
Oh wait, you know. Worst. Jennifer and the Incinerator is pretty up there too. You know what? Incinerator is number one.
In the Incinerator.
Yeah, that fuck that hoe. Fuck that hoe.
That was like one of the worst movies ever made. It might be the worst movie ever made.
Fuck that.
But
Dead House. Yes.
Death House. Yeah.
It's up there. Candyman 3.
Yeah.
Knocked out the park on the number 2 level. I'll be honest, I'm even dropping it down even more. I like Dead House better than I did Candyman 3.
That makes no sense, but people get their opinions.
Why not?
But
why not? Why
yeah. Not? Yeah. So like
Joy.
Yeah, so like as we were saying, yeah, that like first like Busta Rhymes face to face with Michael Myers, as like Busta Rhymes is dressed as Michael Myers, is just a great scene. It's hilarious because like Busta Rhymes, again, it sounds like they just didn't give him lines. They just say, "Hey, this is what's gonna happen in this scene. You do you, man." And that's what he seems to do out this entire movie, because like he says lines that I don't think were like written down like that. I think he was just improvising. Like, what's that?
Like one hand, he was a one-liner guy.
Yeah, well, like he was saying more than one-liners. He was going full paragraphs worth of stuff. But yeah, that's a fun scene. That's what I like about this movie. There is some fun to it, and I understand why people hate this movie or dislike it. I just enjoy it because it is fun, and there are some like cool elements to this film. Like I do kind of how like all like the people have like the little cameras on them, so that's kind of cool. You kind of get a different perspective. Now, Leo, what do we think about Michael Myers' mask in this film? Because that's always a question with these Halloween films, the mask.
Well,
it's a little weak sauce.
Thank God Busta Rhymes beats his ass with that.
Thank God for what?
Talking about Busta Rhymes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank God Busta Rhymes beat his ass.
Oh.
And it was not Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah, well, like I will say this. This mask is slightly better than the H2O mask. Only slightly better. But it's so pretty poor.
No mask. I'm sorry to say this. And alright. Hot take, whatever you want. I'm throwing a fucking Hail Mary like a motherfucker.
Okay.
Besides the H2O mask, the fourth mask is the best.
Wait, why'd you say besides H2O mask? You think that's the best one?
No.
Then why'd you say besides H2O? I'm confused.
Oh, my bad. I'm throwing a Hail Mary between, you know, like, not between. Of course, the original is the amazing one.
But yeah, that's the best one.
I meant part two.
Man, like, because I don't like the mask in part four or part five.
I'm going with part four.
I would say the second best one was part six, like mask wise. I think that was the second best one.
I'm going with part four. The reason why. The reason why. I'm going to give that big ass burp, by the way. That Halloween mask on part four scared the fuck out of me.
I could see that.
I can. Curse of Michael Myers, part six. It is. Everything tried to, like, I can understand the eyebrows, by the way. Not gonna lie. But the fact of the matter is, he did that little number. Oh, I was like, I remember being a little kid going.
Like trying to shoot him?
Yeah.
Stab him?
Yeah. Right. Like, nope, 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 hell, fuck this, fuck my life.
I guess I could see that, you know, if it, especially if it was like when you were younger, you kind of like were spooked by it. But you know,
I've seen the Curse of Michael Myers mask, which is the one I saw with my grandpa. My dad brought up that other movie, and like it's just a like the whole time I'm just like. I don't, like, my mom's like, don't fucking show me those movies. Don't show me those movies. I'm like, I'm going to show aliens. Okay. My mind was blown like three left fields from jack shit, whatever. That's what it is. Like, how the fuck, Anton? Like, my imagination always runs wild.
Let's see. Yeah. But yeah, so one of the, so like when I first saw this movie, I wasn't really sure that the first few items that these teens find, like when they find that like old Michael Myers, like kind of like baby chair, high chair thing. Now I was, well, yeah. Which you find out, and then you kind of like notice it, before that. But like I was fearing during my first time watching this film, I was afraid, are they gonna add this weird backstory now that like he was abused as a kid? I'm glad that they didn't do that. But they do find Michael Myers' lair. He's kind of underneath the house or something like that. I thought that was cool. And yeah, there's definitely some like kind of cool moments. And there's like this whole like B storyline with this kid, Decker, watching it from a Halloween party. But you know,
let me ask you this.
What's that?
Let me ask this. All right. So have you watched The Empire Strikes Back, Star Wars one?
Of course. What do you mean?
All right. So you find out Darth Vader's the father.
Yeah.
All right. But why did you watch it?
What do you mean?
Like, when did you watch it, by the way?
Oh,
did you remember finding out Darth Vader is the father, or did you already know he was the father?
I'm pretty sure that I already knew it. No.
Did you or did you not?
I don't exactly remember, because like I was like 5 when I first saw that movie. But I think I did know. I think I did. Cause again, like when you're that young too, you sometimes don't get surprised by movie twists.
All right. So what about when you thought, or when you watched the twist? What'd you think?
Of Star Wars?
Yeah.
Again, like I was like 5 or so. So I probably like, I didn't really care much about, oh, that's his dad. Cool. Oh, you know. But like, had I been an older person, like a teen or something, and it was brand new and I just saw that, I'll probably be like pretty shocked. I'd be like, oh my God, that's crazy. You know? Oh, but
wait. When did you graduate?
2001.
Oh, fuck, you ain't that even that old to me. Like, don't give me that shit.
What's that?
Don't give me that shit, motherfucker.
What do you mean?
We didn't watch Empire Strike Back, so don't give me that shit.
Well, I saw it like pretty young when it was like, like I said, like
shit.
Like I saw it like back in like 88 or something. Oh no.
88, motherfucker. I was 1 year old when you saw that shit. At that point, nope. Can't be, impossible.
While they're pissing, go check out our Facebook and Instagram, Chambers, S-H-A-M-E-B-E-R-S. That's Chambers, S-H-A-M-E-B-E-R-S. We got all type of items, toys from the vintage days and new school horror, buttons and bottle openers from punk, metal, black metal, satanic, comedy, slapstick, all that good stuff. T-shirts, and we're going to start printing original designs like, you know, funny, what they call those Mexican narco traficante shirts, but mixed in with punk and heavy metal, right? Yeah. Stuff like that, and sometimes we'll have shrunken heads and witchcraft items, all type of oddities too. So just look us up at S-H-A-M-E-B-E-R-S. We'll have all type of weird stuff up for grabs in person and online also. We make you deals if you buy more than one item.
Alrighty, so this recording has been a little bit wacky. We are recording this little bit about 3 days after the first part you heard. So if it doesn't connect too well, it's whatever it is. You know, it's Halloween Resurrection. So we've said like pretty much all like the points of this movie. But is there anything else you wanted to like mention before we do our ratings and all that, Mr. Leo?
I don't know what to tell you, man. How bad did I trash it? I was pretty trashed myself.
Oh yeah, you trashed it pretty bad, but you did give props to like Busta Rhymes, who kind of is the best part to this movie. Yeah.
I think I'll stick to my guns on that then.
One thing I don't know if I mentioned this, I think I may have. I know that it was in the back of my head for like that last part of our recording to like bring this up, but I don't know if I did. So if I did and I'm repeating myself, that's okay, just whatever. It's like this movie starts out really strong the first like 10 minutes, but then once like Lori dies, it's kind of like a Busta Rhymes show. It just seems like they didn't, like the writers didn't really have any idea of what to do with the movie, and thus that's why the whole franchise got completely scrapped and rebooted for Rob Zombie's thing. And plus, that was the time when reboots were getting popular anyway.
Yeah, everything was being remade, my good sir.
Yeah.
We didn't have a remake. Apparently, it wasn't good.
Man, I still need to watch Rob Zombie's Halloween 2. I'm going to watch it sometime soon, people. I've decided next time it's streaming somewhere for free, because I'm not going to pay to watch it. I'm going to watch it. I've been checking like every 2 weeks to see if maybe it's somewhere else now. Last time I checked, which was 2 days ago, still was not up anywhere.
I got it on DVD, so I'm good.
I've heard some really bad things about it. So I think now, just to like complete the whole Halloween Mike Myers, you know, thing, I just have to watch it. Yeah. Complete this. All right, Mr. Leo, what would you rate this movie?
Oh. 6.5.
You trashed it really bad and you're giving it a 6.5.
Oh, I mean, legit. I'm trashing it because it's a Michael Myers film.
I guess so, yeah.
We've done points where we have trashed something so bad, but at the end, Or it sounds like we're trashing. Well, I was really trashing this movie. But I still find it more enjoyable than a lot of movies.
Oh, yeah. I'm tempted to well, you know what? I'm going to, like, one up you just a bit. I'm going to give it a 7. Yeah, it's... I understand why people don't like this movie, but it is a entertaining film. You have fun with it, and that's sometimes good. Or should I say, it's danger-tainmently good.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Alrighty. Mr. Leo, what would you suggest as your recommendation for the people to check out today, whenever, next week, 2 weeks from now, sometime in their life?
I say to check out that's a good question. I know, I actually didn't even think about it, to be honest.
I'm not really prepared for this one myself.
Thank you, Joey. You put us in a nice little conundrum there.
I was been trying, like, I think of something in the past 20 minutes. Like, there's one thing I want to bring up, but I won't bring it up next episode or 2 episodes from now. It's more timely.
All right. I guess I'll recommend just go watch Halloween H2O.
There you go. Okay. That is a better film.
Yeah, it seemed like Michael had ups and downs, and it always, his 10th anniversary is usually the ups. Went downhill from there.
Usually, think about it.
You have the original. Then you have part 4 was actually pretty good. And then that trilogy went to shit. And then you had the H2O, which was 20 compared to part 4 came out 10 years after. And then you have 18.
Was Rob Zombies in 2008?
Actually, it was 7.
Oh, okay.
No, wait. Oh, shit.
Did
no.
they like...
No, it was 7. It was 7. It was okay, 7.
Okay.
Part 2 came out in 08.
Oh, okay.
Or 09.
Alright. So I was about to say, do they, like, reboot this series, like, every 10 years? Like, start something new? Whatever you want to say it as. I would suggest or recommend suggestion for, you know, people should check out, since it's close to, like, Thanksgiving and things like that, I will suggest our Thanksgiving movie, I think from last year. We did it last year, maybe 2 years ago. It is the movie that for some weird reason I'm blanking on the title. I can see everything about it, but I cannot remember the movie title right now. I can even quote, like, that's not cranberry sauce. Definitely not cranberry sauce. What is the name of that Jackum movie? Jesus Christ. I should have thought about it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I can't remember the movie's title right now. What is that movie called?
I know exactly what you're talking about with the twins and...
Yeah, the twin brothers and... Oh, man. I gotta, like, look it up right now. I'm scrolling through our episode list. Let me see. It was around... No, it wasn't around there. It was around... Listeners are probably like, what is going on with these guys?
That's how organized we are.
Yeah, this is what happens when you finish up an episode a few days later. Oh, Blood Rage. Yeah, that's right, because, like, the title doesn't really make sense, but Blood Rage. Check that out. I think it's still on Tubi or on Shudder. It's always somewhere. It used to be up on YouTube for free, but then once what's that company that like re-released it? The one that does like all like the a bunch of the independent horror movies from the 80s. I forgot the company's name, but they do a whole lot of them.
We talked about this too in during the podcast.
Yeah, I think we did.
Yep.
After you watch that movie, listen to our episode on it. It's a pretty good one. I think it was a good one.
Just think. Yeah, man, you're not really selling this ending here, guys.
Okay, so watch the movie. It's a really good one. It's kind of a Thanksgiving tradition for me, though I forgot the movie title for a little bit.
Yeah, I see that.
But I'll be watching it pretty soon. All right. All right, Mr. Leo, where can people find you at? On the
On the sweetest? What the hell is the sweetest?
On the social medias.
Oh, you can find me at XXLeoXRTD2XX. I'm on the Instagram-o.
And as for me, you can find me at Nimrod Horror on Instagram. And so I have another podcast that I guess might be starting back up again. I don't know. There is some little talks about it, but 30-year-old teenagers podcast looks like it might be making a return. Not sure, but and looks like someone else has another cast they want to promote.
Hey, what? Oh. In the good tradition of Nimrod, we have the Nimrod Generation podcast, where every episode is literally a different topic. It's sometimes we talk horror, sometimes we talk sci-fi, wrestling, you name it, just nerdum. That's all it is, bunch of nerdum. You just like to hear something random, come check us out at Nimrod Generation. One word, Instagram. Check it out on Spotify and on Anchor.
And for the entire Nimrod Horror Podcast group, find us at Nimrod Horror Podcast. One word on Instagram, Facebook. Don't forget to like, subscribe, comment on our YouTube page, youtube.com/Nimrod Horror Podcast. And until next time, I'm Joey. This is Leo.
Someday, I guess.
Yeah. We're debating like when we're coming back, but it's gonna be soonish. We'll just find out. All right, later.